An infant was found in the Arkansas River within Pueblo, Colorado. 23 years later, a body inside a burnt car would have all the answers. Join me as I examine the case of Pueblo's own Baby Hope. On August 24th of 1996, two fishermen found the body of a newborn baby in the Arkansas River located within Pueblo, Colorado. The coroner's office would conclude that the baby was born alive and well. The case turned cold soon thereafter. Pueblo Sheriff's Department would go on to have the infant's remains laid to rest under the name Baby Hope at the Mountain View Cemetery. The name Baby Hope is often given to those deceased infants, usually born female, who have no obvious descendants or family members. There are several cases throughout the states which have adopted the name for their victims. I am exploring a video specifically showcasing these types of cases, but today I will focus on the Colorado incident. The investigation into Pueblo's own Baby Hope tragedy would begin with difficulties after a different infant's body was found in Colorado that same day. This would have the community and authorities looking in all the wrong places. That year, Taylor, who is a four-term elected sheriff, said that the detectives also worked closely with law enforcement in Larimer County to determine if a similar case was related. In the Larimer County case, another infant's body was found on the same day as the Pueblo case on August 24, 1996. At that time, the only thing that separated the two cases was over 150 miles of Colorado Highway. In time, both tragic incidents were determined to be unrelated even after both cases had gone completely cold. Pueblo County Sheriff's investigators aggressively pursued numerous leads early on to identify the mother. Throughout the past two decades, investigators periodically would dust off the old file, and attempts were made to identify her biological parent. It wasn't until 23 years had passed since those two fishermen found the remains of Baby Hope that in early 2019, the Pueblo Sheriff's Office detectives would finally catch a break. Based upon some new scientific and forensic technology, Detective David Butterfield from the Pueblo Sheriff's Office was able to team up with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation Forensics Lab, which is often referred to as CBI. Working together, Detective Butterfield and CBI were able to use some relatively new techniques to find possible family DNA matches to those that would determine who Baby Hope's mother was. The technique they focused on is called genetic genealogy, which you may be more familiar with if you watch my Jenny Moore video. Detective Butterfield resubmitted DNA that they had taken from Baby Hope, and while working in tandem with CBI, they were able to identify a few possible parents. Later that year, around fall, the department would begin to interview possible DNA matches. Most of the women involved would go on to cooperate. That is, except for one who had refused to speak with the investigators the moment that they had mentioned Baby Hope. Days later, the Pueblo Police Department would be called out to investigate a burned vehicle with a body still inside. A local business owner would call and state that he had heard an explosion moments before noticing a raging car fire on his commercial property lot. The Pueblo County Coroner's Office would go on to identify the body to be that of 52-year-old Leanne Head. They ultimately ruled her death as a suicide. It was later found out that the body retrieved from the vehicle was an absolute match to that of Baby Hope's DNA.
The answers tonight in a cold case involving a baby found in a local river more than two decades ago. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office now says that case is solved. They say the baby's mother was responsible for the infant's death. 11 News reporter Kasha Carriage spoke with the sheriff today about the details of this case. So Kasha, walk us through what happened.
Diane, the baby girl was found by fishermen in the Arkansas River near the Nature Center in 1996. Detectives never stopped finding answers for this case. They continued following up on clues and tried to talk to the woman they believed to be her mother, Leanne Head, in October of last year. Sheriff's office says that at that time, she refused to cooperate in the investigation. A few days later, in October, her body was found in a burning car. Deputies say she took her own life. Police used DNA evidence to find the relationship between Head to the baby girl.
We're confident at this time, based upon the science, that Leanne Head was in fact the mother and responsible for the demise of the child that we call Baby Hope. So we're glad to bring this to an end.
I believe Sheriff Taylor said it best when he stated, "What we want to do is be able to gather the facts and apply them to the situation and ultimately hold someone responsible for their actions. We were not able to do that in this case," he continued, "but we were able to bring some kind of closure to the death of a young infant in our community." Alright, that's it for this one. Stay vigilant and safe out there. Also, if you want to support my channel, please do so by subscribing, liking, and commenting.